Your heart beats faster and faster.
I am almost afraid, though I know the night lets no ghost walk in the warm lamplight. Yet ghosts there are, and they blow out in the wind and the scattering snow. When I open the windows and go to bed, will the ghost come in and stand at my head? That was a poem titled Ghost by Fanny Davis, and this is your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Oh, that's right, Paranormal Broadcasting, where you thought we wouldn't be back, but we couldn't stay away because we love you that much.
Because our other website went down, so we had to do this one tonight. Yeah, we do double shows. That's what we do. But anyway, guys, we are back live in studio. We'll be in the G&D chat room all night long.
And you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And, of course, this is the August 16th broadcast of our little show. Did I mess that up?
That's okay. You are the Ghost Man, Sean B.
Yeah, I am.
And I am Nathan S., a.k.a. The Demon Hunter, and we have Jason Gowan in the house.
Hello.
And the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris, and it's broadcast live on Absurd Radio, Omnisound Radio, and Planet Paranormal.
That's it, guys. We're a little bit rusty. I'm messing up the intro already. But anyway, tonight's guest, we're going to rock into the night. First up, Rochelle Sparrow. She's psychic trance channeler. She's going to find out what ghosts we can summon from the other side. Then a little later, Courtney Kane, psychic artist. That's right, guys. She draws pics from the other side. Let's see what it looks like. Okay, guys, Smash Mouth Paranormal Broadcasting steps back in the ring tonight on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
And the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
You heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I could use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need this, I want to make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans, you want to get the hell out of here. Yeah, you heathens and hooligans.
And now, the original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Well, we all waiting now? We're all waiting for our cues, man. All professional and stuff. When did we start being professional, guys?
Sometime between last month and today.
Oh, yeah? Jason Gowan, what are you doing, little buddy?
I am currently naked and touching myself to your photos.
I forgot about this.
That was actually the quote of the day that I sent you guys on text. You guys want to hear the quote of the day?
I'm afraid to.
You ready? Okay. It says, I wish I had more free time, but then again, I'd probably just masturbate with it. Now that is the quote of the day, guys.
The quote, that's his own quote.
I did. I'm going to Twitter it right after. I'm a tweet, man. I'm going to Twitter in full now. That's what I do.
Yeah, somebody needs to be shutting your Twitter off.
Hey, guys, I wanted to say on behalf of Jason Gowan, Nathan Schoonover, and myself, the host staff here at the G&D Show, welcome back, guys. We're so glad to be back. I had to dust the dust off the microphone tonight.
And apparently dust off a six-pack.
Yeah, well, a 12-pack, but we'll let you slide on that. Hey, look at I can't show my little toy yet. I got a new toy for the show.
And you can't show it on the radio, Sean? That's a shame.
Well, I'll show it if I want. It's my party. But anyway, guys, what's going on? I'm glad to be back in studio. I'm sure our listeners are glad to have us back.
Well, that's debatable.
Yeah. kind of a 50-50 crapshoot when you guys do it, but like I said, man, Smash Mouth Paranormal Broadcasting, that's what we do here at the G&D Show, and that's what makes us so happy.
That and a lot of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that's on
now
your
you
side.
Now you guys are drinking?
Well,
what's
tonight,
your drink of choice tonight, Nathan?
My drink of choice would be a, well, we would never drink on the air, Jason, so no. I'm drinking Coca-Cola, and it has no Jack Daniels in it.
You're lying.
Yeah, and I'm currently stacking a beer can pyramid right now. Oh, that's one thing I want to bring up to you guys. Last weekend, we had the boys, and I took them to the Children's Museum here in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana, and we went to see the King Tut exhibit. King Tut is here in Indianapolis, guys. Naptown.
And he looks fabulous.
He did. They actually didn't let him come, guys. I was talking to one of the people there at the museum, and they said that the Egyptian government will not allow the body of Tut to be moved now, only his artifacts that were taken from his tomb, because apparently back in the 80s they did that, and one of the shipping companies mislabeled him, and Tut was missing for about 2 months.
I remember that.
I'm sure the Egyptian government got like a teddy bear that said for Susie on her birthday, and little Susie got the body of King Tut. That would be awesome. That would be great. I would love that when I was a kid. But, that's the Tut, King Tut, that's the curse, right?
Well, the tomb of King Tut was supposedly cursed. It was a curse on the tomb written in Sanskrit and, or not Sanskrit, but in hieroglyphics. And the people who actually first went into the tomb, a large number of them all died within the first 2 years of the opening of the tomb.
Ah, somebody's been watching Discovery Channel, Jason.
Yes, yes. Little known and not said on the Discovery Channel is they believe they breathed in some very old fungi while they were down in the tomb, and that could have caused the their premature deaths.
Which is why ghost hunters can't get insured anymore, because we're always creeping around somewhere with asbestos and stuff like that. So.
I don't know.
Are we insured?
Sure. If anything happens to us, the TV company makes a fortune.
Right. The lady was telling the kids, though. She was like, the curse of King Tut. And I said, lady, this ain't going to hurt this family. I'm telling you. Hey, we've been cursed a long time ago, man. But, hey, you guys, what do you want to talk about, man? I got stories galore. I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Hit it.
Well, let's just thank everybody for coming back. I mean, I know we've been gone for a month and a half. And for those of you who didn't know, we were out filming a new television series, still to be named, but tentatively at this time, Extreme Paranormal.
Wait, is that what we were doing?
That and we were just having a grand old time.
I thought we just were getting drunk at Hooters.
I do remember doing that one night. I do remember that. So,
and I do remember actually getting Sean Burris to go on a carnival ride that went up in the air and spun around.
It was
the greatest thing ever. The only time I've seen Sean get an ego about the show was when he talked to that kid because he was making fun of Sean on the ride.
Great. Nathan's got to start writing down all the curses again so he knows where to cut them out.
Yeah, that's true though. Jason got me to go on a ride. Jason and Nathan there. We went to like Sam's Fun Club theme park or something in nowhere, somewhere, and we got on that, and it was I can't believe you guys got me on it. It was Jason Gow was like, oh, this one just goes around real slow, and then we get all the way.
My voice. Is that the voice?
Like
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
That was it. Hey, Scoob! But, you guys told me, let's get on this ride, man. It's okay. And I seen all the little kids on it. I thought, all right, it's cool. So, it goes to the left and goes to the right. It feels kind of fun. I'm all right. Then all of a sudden, it's up top, baby. I'm all the way up top, and it's swinging down back and forth. And Jason's making fun of me to some 13-year-old kid on the ride.
Oh, he wasn't over 8, Sean. He wasn't over 8.
The kid's shaking his head. That haunts my dream. The kid was shaking his head at my fear of the ride. That was terrible. I don't like that. That was dirty, Jason.
Look, it's not my fault. The kid was blatantly laughing at you.
Hey, I rode the log ride, so I don't want to hear it.
And we almost broke the log ride.
The three of us put together in the log ride reached about a little over 700 pounds, and the log was trying to go up the flume and couldn't get up the track. It was great. And then we probably
I felt the actual support beams buckle a little.
Well, you were trying to rock the boat, man. There were 700 pounds in this little plastic log. And did you hear that thing? Guys, you know when you're on the log ride like at Kings Island or any place, it does that click, 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 click while it's pulling you up the conveyor belt. Well, when you had us three on there, man, it was going poof, poof, poof. And it was, you could actually hear it sighing, going, oh, my God.
And then we came down at about three times the speed I think it was supposed to go at.
Yeah, I think it actually bottomed out when we hit the water, man.
Get bottom out when we hit the bottom.
And then we all went on that tube ride, the tubes that you go through these giant water tubes, and you're sitting in a tube, whatever you call it, and we're going down, and I go down first, and Jason and Sean are sitting at the top, and I catch air inside the tube, and they're at the top, and all they hear is, oh, no!
Hey, I wanted to, guys, real quick, take the opportunity to say personal thanks and show my gratitude to everybody that actually came back to listen to us tonight in the chat room and listeners all around the world, guys. I can't see you if you're not in the chat room, but I still love you. We got Ghost Chaser back, Sir Gareth. Thank you, thank you. The professor, the big professor, Jerry, he's been watching Ghost Baby, so he's got my vote. You got Ghostly Design, Kenny B., him and his lovely wife, Donna, are probably sitting on their front porch in Philly right now listening to us. We love you guys. And we got Pookie Bumble. And then we'll have a lot more tuned in for the second half of the show that don't want to listen to us. So.
But,
Come on, guys. Tell the story. What have we got to talk about here?
Well, I mean, it was, like I said, those were pretty much our two times out. For all of you people who are hoping to one day get a TV show and something like that, I gotta tell you, you're gonna go out, if you manage someday to go out and do it, you're gonna see some great places, some great haunted places, and you're gonna see nothing else of the area that you go to, because you get out there, and you're there the first night, there's not a lot going on, and then you start filming the next day, and you're engrossed in filming, and there's nothing else you can do except sleep and film. So, I mean, we were out, we hit some wonderful places, we can't talk about where we were yet, but it was great stuff. but as of right now, you know, it's like we didn't see the cities that we were in. We only saw the haunted locations. So it was a really exciting time, though, and we're really glad we got out there to do it.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I'm glad I get to hang with you guys for a month. That's terrific.
Yeah, your brand new baby girl sitting at home, and you had to stick around with us.
Yeah, I had to stick with you guys, but it was a hoot, man. And I can't wait till we can talk to you guys about some of the experiences on the road we had and working with these two cats. It was amazing. It was amazing. And let's hope that America loves us when it premieres.
This is true. This is true.
So, what I like best about the filming, guys, was that not only did we get to ghost hunt, did we get to hang out, but we got to hear some of the greatest ghost stories in this country.
Oh, we really
Absolutely.
Did.
Absolutely. And meet the people that have lived them. I mean, that was amazing, you know. So it's the same. It really, the American, the ghost story itself, the people that sat around campfires for years and told true stories or fake stories, whatever, that's what got me involved in ghost hunting, guys, was the ghost story.
And same for me, buddy.
The meat and potatoes.
And yes, we go out there and investigate, but I think we're really, the goal of what we're doing out there is really bringing the American, or just the ghost story in general, back to people on TV. And I'm hoping people are going to enjoy it. I'm sorry, Jason, I lost you there.
Oh, sorry. I said for so long it has been about the investigator and the investigation. And while that stuff's awesome, there's a lot more to that stuff that people are used to be interested in, and I know they still are. I think we can bring it back.
I think you're right, little brother. I love the way we do things, and I, like I said, I hope our listeners and I hope everybody around the world really likes what we do, and we'll see. We'll see, guys. In October, we will find out.
So what do we got for news this week, Mr. Burris?
We got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to start out with the story, guys, and then we're going to go right into a discussion. I want you guys to start thinking about it right away. It's about do ghosts attack. We're going to go into that a little bit later. It's a big open topic discussion. I do want people to participate from the chat room for once, guys. Come on, get off your lazy behinds and type something. But anyway, okay, here's the first story. Special thanks to our good friends at Weekly World News, or even yet, about.com, where you can find out about anything at about.com. Thank you. Hey. But anyway, guys, how to catch a ghost in a jar. St. Louis, Missouri, one of the world's leading paranormal researchers, says anyone can capture a ghost with just a candle. Are you ready for this? With just a candle, a Tootsie Roll, and a glass jar.
Oh, I've heard that legend. Actually, we used to have one of those when I was in Ghost Hunters Incorporated.
See? There you go, man. This is late-breaking news.
The yes, first no one's and ever only heard step, this before.
The first and only step is to put the candle and candy in a jar and place it wherever a haunting is suspected. Preferably around midnight. I'm not sure why, but a ghost can't resist Tootsie Roll candy and will enter the door, Dr. Joseph Kaposi says. The Hungarian Ghostbuster told newsmen in Budapest. Once inside, the energy from the burning candle will trap it. At that point, you put the lid on the jar and screw it on so the ghost can't escape. It sounds far-fetched, but catching a spirit is really that simple. Just be sure to take the wrapper at least partially off the candy before you place it in the jar. Otherwise, the ghost won't go near it. So you guys need to remember that. Get a jar, a candle, around midnight, and a piece of Tootsie Roll. You got to have it unwrapped, though.
Just don't do it when I'm there, because I will steal the Tootsie Roll.
Then you'll be cursed forever. So we're going to throw that up, man. That's right out of the ghost files from our headquarters. We're throwing that to the side. Wow, I got so much stuff, and I'm not prepared. How about that? But we got another one. The open topic discussion I wanted to throw on the table tonight, guys, is, and Jason Gow knows about this, can ghosts attack? And they say that, have you ever, one of the questions on about.com, a person wrote in and said, have you ever heard of a ghost punching somebody? Ask a reader who wishes to remain anonymous. That may have happened to me last night. I don't drink and I don't do drugs. This happened in my bedroom in the middle of the night. It wasn't a light tap. It was a powerful forearm strike. Reminiscent of my days of studying martial arts. I truly don't understand it. If you know others who have had this experience, please help me. So there you go, guys. I threw it out there. Do ghost attack? Let me hear you.
I'm going to go with a big yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us. Tell us why.
Because I got my ass handed to me in the Church of the Damned one time. I mean, you guys know the story, but for the audience at home that doesn't know the story, I was in on an investigation with my friend Bill Ango, and we were at the Church of the Damned, and I had provoked heavily before
that. Is that a stripper name, DeLango? That's a stripper name.
No, it's Bill Ango. It's two names.
Oh, okay. Oh.
sound like a tassel person to me.
I don't know, but we're going to come up with a stripper character named that now.
We need to. We do.
Now, before I was interrupted with silly stripper talk,
stripper talk is never silly.
It is when it's with Sean.
That was awesome. Come on, I'm listening. I want to hear it.
You done? You done now?
Yeah, I'm done.
God, I hate you. I had provoked heavily. I had been throwing things, and we continued to provoke it. And the next time I was in there, my friend Billy asked me to shine my flashlight on the wall where the people will use it as a graffiti wall and sign. And when I did, I got broadside, and you've seen me. I'm like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man light.
Nobody steps on a church in my town.
And yes. I got violently shoved into the wall. Like, I came off the ground. My Bill is 6'3", and he said when I hit the wall, I was above his head. I went into shock, and from that point on, like, I can never doubt that ghosts definitely can whoop some ass.
And I know that's a true story, guys, and I'm not making light of that, but I did want to add, Jay Gow, that I know your head's been shoved in a lot of pillows in the days.
Yeah.
Unlike Sean, who went...
Recently, whenever I see you, actually.
I know.
Unlike Sean, who usually gets, in the middle of the night, seems to be getting smothered by the pillow. It's over his face, and somebody's holding it down. But
so what do you think, Nate? Do ghosts attack? Come on.
Oh, I think they definitely attack. And a lot of the cases that I go on seem to stem from attacks, my being called in. I've never been attacked personally. I'm sure it will eventually happen, because when you deal with the kind of cases I deal with, eventually you're going to get attacked. And it's one of the chances you take, and it's why people shouldn't go into violent hauntings and start investigating if they're not ready for that. I mean, it can happen. And yeah, having faith is good. I tell everybody it's important to have faith to protect you when you go into a place. But when you go into a place, you're setting yourself up, and it can happen to you.
Right. Well, one of the doctors that researched the case said that the cat that actually wrote the question, he mentioned that he had done Taekwondo or Jiu-Jitsu or whatever he did, but it says a physical manifestation arising out of the subconscious, which many researchers believe accounts of poltergeist activity come from. It says that, you know, this guy did kung fu and everything like that, and they believe his muscle memory in his sleep, he might have hit himself and actually thought that it was a ghost, you know, hitting him or whatever. But, you know, you're always going to get the guys, the skeptics out there that are going to say that. You could come in with a black eye and a bloody nose and say, a ghost did it to me. And it doesn't matter, folks. Even if it's on tape, some idiot somewhere is going to say it was fake or fooled or whatever. And you can't really blame them on one hand, but on the other hand, you got to believe sometime, right? I mean, either...
Oh, yeah.
You got to believe at one point in your life or another in something. I mean, you just can't. People keep showing this evidence and all this evidence, and we've seen all this crap out there, and that's why we're scared to say it's good stuff. But, you know, anyway, my personal belief, guys, I think that people can and will be attacked by ghosts, because some of our dear friends, Gowan and Nathan, we've seen that have been on the show that have been attacked by ghosts, vicious attacks. You know, Carmen Reed and...
Stephen LaChance,
all our good friends, they've lived this, guys, and nobody's going to tell them that it was phony, because they've actually lived through it. So there you go. I just wanted to throw that on the table and see what everybody thought about it. But how much time we got, fellas?
You got about 5 minutes, Mr. Burris.
Well, you guys want to hit on any other topics, or you want me to read this next story?
Why don't you read that next story?
This was a good one, guys. Listen up. It says, murder suspect voices, demons made him do it. Now, Gowan, you worked on a lot of cases involving people that say demonic voices have made them do stuff, especially one of the famous ones that you're kind of around was the Amityville case, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, this is a little bit different than that, but kind of the same lines. It says, a man on trial for the torture murder of his mother testified Monday that a voice in his mind told him to destroy a demon to save his soul, and that he was not aware he had killed the 75-year-old victim. Euphrain Gutierrez, 43, is charged with first-degree murder and a special circumstances allegation of torture, along with allegations of using three deadly weapons. If he is convicted of murder, a jury would be asked to determine if he was sane or not. Euphrain Gutierrez, who testified that he started drinking alcohol and doing drugs when he was 12, said he has a good relationship with his mother and had stayed at her home the morning of her death. He said he believed he was defending himself against a demon when he attacked her. It was pale. It looked like a zombie, he said. It didn't even cross my mind. It was my mother. Now, I could see this with, like, your mother-in-law, but not your own mother, you know?
Well, you know, and you got to think, was she wearing face cream? Did she have the curlers in her hair?
Right.
You know, it's...
Did she have the scary smoker voice where she's like, I'm going to kill you?
I think she... Since
I'm
Gutierrez
not laughing
said...
at somebody dying. I really am not. I'm just...
The
whole idea here of somebody killing a person and then throwing the paranormal out as an excuse, that's not an explanation. That's an excuse. And it seems to me that this guy should really be getting some psychiatric evaluation.
Well, he says his patron saint, Saint Gregory the Great, told him it was a demon, and he initially refused to kill the demon. He says he testified that he choked his mother and wrestled her to the ground. I grabbed the vase and broke it on her head, he said. I grabbed the vacuum cleaner and broke it. I'm sorry. I can't. It's our show, guys. It's what we do. I grabbed the vacuum cleaner and broke it on her head, he said. He took a hose from outside and wrapped it around his mother's throat and dragged her outside to show people Look at this demon, he shouted.
Was this a possession or a WWE SmackDown?
I don't know. You're talking about vacuum cleaners and vases. And he testified that he took off his shorts in the bathroom where police found him. I saw images of the devils on my shorts, he said. Gutierrez, who says he is a Catholic, said that after being in jail for a week, he began taking antipsychotic medication, you think? Which reduced the voices and hallucinations. But let's go on.
I've kind of got a little of that. I've seen the demon in my shorts.
Yes, I have too. That's terrible. You got a small demon. Small demon. Deputy District Attorney Victoria Weiss laughed out loud several times during Gutierrez's testimony as he described the voices in his head and hallucinations. Weiss told, hey, put a Hot Pocket in for me too, gal, will you? Weiss told jurors in her opening statement last Thursday that Gutierrez was trying to steal money from his mother. She caught him, and he killed her. Case closed. It's still going on, guys. They're prosecuting the guy, so the jury's out.
Oh, my. Like I said, Sean, I just don't know. But, Sean, these are just the kind of stories we bring to the public that make us so popular.
You are a fucking addict.
I know.
Hey, let's remember, too. Let's thank all our listeners for going over to hauntedamericantours.com and voting us again in the top 10 paranormal
Absolutely.
Radio shows this year.
Absolutely. We made the top 10 and we weren't even here, guys. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Don't forget us next year. Jason, is your car door open or something?
I thought he was putting in a hot pocket.
That? I'm sorry.
You put in a burrito, man?
I wonder what you were. I was like, I'm not even making a hot pocket. I'm driving.
Burrito.
Put your seatbelt on, Jason. Put your seatbelt on. The alarm will stop.
But
hey, did you guys hear about the teens that are on trial right now? This came from the Salem News. The SalemNews.com. Police arrest teen ghost hunters. They caught three boys around 18 years old each. The teens had some cameras on them and stuff like that, but they said that they were trying to get into a they jumped a fence to an old jail property, which is under construction, and the cops busted them, and they did go to jail.
Yeah. Really?
They did go to jail. They actually had jail time because they had no permission to be there, and they said they were just ghost hunting. And they're actually telling the judge tomorrow in Massachusetts that that's exactly what he was doing there, the three boys. They had cameras and ghost gear with them, and they said they were there to attract ghosts. And the cops said, okay, get in the back of the car. So that was it.
You know what? If you're out there and you're ghost hunting, do not go into places you're not allowed because you will get caught. And if you're out there and you get caught in some place you shouldn't be, don't use ghost hunting as an excuse because we will find you.
You know who you are.
Sorry, I stopped doing it.
Hey, Sean, I think I need to light up my Drew Estates. Huh? I need to light up my Drew Estates natural cigar from Butthead's Tobacco Emporium.
Butthead's!
And I think we need to go to a quick break. A quick break of haunted headlines, and then come back with our guests this evening.
Okay, let's do it, guys. Stick around. We're going to rock into the night with some great guests, so stay tuned.
Jason, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye,
Gowie.
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
The
vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, I'm Chris Balzano, and you're listening to the return of the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's somewhat weekly journey around the paranormal newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghost community. This week, we're starting on the police blotter, as two different groups of ghost hunters were caught illegally trespassing in the Northeast. The first comes out of the famous haunted town of Salem, Massachusetts, where the Salem News reports three teenagers from nearby Revere, Mass., were caught trying to break into Old Salem Jail. The property is currently under construction, where the location, long the home of ghost sightings and stories, will be turned into an apartment complex. The three reportedly jumped the fence, looking to confirm the haunted rumors. No details have been released on the future of the charges for the trespassers. The second comes out of Cedar Grove, New Jersey, where another abandoned building, this time the Essex County Hospital Center, was the scene of the crime. Six investigators between the ages of 18 and 29 were caught in the hospital and charged with trespassing and obstruction of administration of the law, according to Philly.com. At press time, it was unclear whether the group were a group of investigators or someone who was running a tour on a location that is historically known to be haunted in the area. We are also currently looking for more information on a group of teens out of Texas who have caught doing something similar, so make sure to keep on clicking on the Ghost Village news section as more details are released. Perhaps the two biggest stories this week, however, have been the publishing of convincing ghost photos out of Rhode Island and a town outside Lincoln, England. The Rhode Island picture was convincing enough to slow down the workings of a local radio station out of East Providence. According to WPRI.com, a caller phoned into Light 105 and shared with them a picture she had taken from her cell phone of her young niece. The child clearly has an older woman standing behind her, although the caller claims no one else was in the room when the photo was shot. The picture is so clear, it has to be staged fraud or something paranormal, and the debate has been raging for almost a week now. In addition to picking up the story, other media outlets have been hosting online debates and polls about the photo. And lastly tonight, according to a repeated report, who seems to have its original source in the Lincolnshire Echo, investigators appear to have captured an urban legend come to life on film. Sources say the spirit of a former member of the Women's Auxiliary Air Force of England has been haunting a base she served on 60 years ago. The woman died decades ago, and the base has since been closed, but that has not stopped people from seeing her spirit near the scene of the accident. Now, the Spalding Paranormal Investigation Team thinks they have captured her on camera. Through a thick cloud of smoke, something can be seen, but it is not immediately clear if it is the same figure who has been flagging down cars to ask for help with her injured boyfriend for more than 50 years. You can go to ghostvillage.com and click on the news section to see a link to the picture and judge for yourself. Thank you for listening in to the Haunted Headlines. That's all we have for this week. You can find out more about these stories and others by going to the news section of Ghost Village at www.ghostvillage.com/news. I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Shannon Sylvia from Ghost Hunters International, and you're listening to Ghost Man and the Demon Hunter Show.
All you heathens and hooligans gonna wanna get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, the heathens and hooligans are back. And
we are back, man. I'm telling you, I'm a little rusty. Like I said, I had dust all over the table down here in the studios on the microphone. And I think my chair, the actual groove where my cheeks set in the chair, I got to replant them. I'm trying to shift back and forth tonight. I'm trying to get it.
I had to rebuild the entire studio, Sean. I came in and they had had cleaning people come in while I was gone, and all of our stuff was moved against a wall. So I had to rebuild the studio today.
You know what? That's one thing I'll never have to say is there was cleaning people in my office. Because that'll never happen. It'll never happen. So anyway, hey man, tonight's guest, we're starting off the hot one. Rochelle Sparrow is joining us tonight. She's a psychic trance channeler, and she's in the house, little brother.
And I believe if everything happened the way it should have, we should also have our other guest here this evening, and that would be...
Courtney Kane.
Courtney Kane.
Psychic artist.
Are you both in the house with us this evening?
We are there.
We're here.
Okay.
We are close.
And there.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, Courtney. I didn't even know you were in there. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just right here.
Well, she's an artist. You know, they're such quiet types.
That's right.
They're always the quiet ones.
It is true. It is
quiet
true.
And sneaky.
That's right.
You're not going to cut off your ear or nothing, are you?
No. Not tonight, anyway.
Don't go all postal on me.
If you piss her off, Sean, she won't kill you. She'll just write your name down.
That's right.
She'll write me a dirty letter or something. But anyway, guys, we do have Rochelle Sparrow and the beautiful Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane.
Aww.
I added beautiful ladies. See?
Thank you.
I am one of your fans already, just for that. Thank you so much.
Believe me, we can use all the fans we can get, really.
Count us amongst them.
That's right.
What do you want to start out with, Nate? You want to start with Rochelle or Courtney?
Well, I'd like to know how they work in conjunction together.
Well, it's a very long story, but since we only have about 20 minutes, we're going to narrow it right down, and we're going to give you the short version. Basically, what we do...
The Cliff Notes.
Basically, what we do is I trans-channel messages from my guides from the other side, and I'm very psychological in nature, partly because my background is in trauma recovery, as well as I have a master's in social work. So what I do is I connect with guides from the other side who bring in highly psychological information to help people heal through bringing up unconscious blocks that keep someone in the flow. And what Courtney does is that she does the other half of what I'm doing, meaning she paints, and she helps people see whatever blocks that are keeping them from being in the flow through the painting. So she's able to point out someone's blocks, what they need to transgress through to help themselves heal, and then she offers predictions in terms of if you heal, you get this as a prize.
So are we talking medical in the form of healing, like physical affliction, stuff like that?
We are talking medical, we are talking physical, we are talking emotional,
Energetic, yes. We
are talking energetically, we are talking about, basically what we're talking about is connections. Connections with who you truly are, connections with source and spirit, and through those, making those connections happen in someone's life is, of course, very healing for someone. And therefore, once you've made those connections happen, you can move forward in your life. So that's basically what we do. We help people heal in all ways.
So if I came to you, ladies, and I said, like, hey, guys, I work with a psychic vampire. The guy sucks the life out of me. You and Courtney would be able to trigger what point he's sucking it from me or be able to help me with that anyway, right?
That would be really interesting. What I do is I kind of focus in on your energy, what's coming through, and a lot of times that can be people from the other side coming through, your guides, or just messages and colors of your energy. But a lot of times I can focus in on a specific area and see your aura and see where maybe you have gaps or openings where you're allowing that to happen. So, yes.
So, yes. So if I call you and say, I've got a major block, you could draw a picture of Sean for me. I mean...
Absolutely. No.
It will put Sean's name right on it. Right
this
there,
is Sean right here. On your
poor
back.
Poor Sean.
Poor me, I know. Pity me, ladies.
You
pity.
Have to take such abuse from him, don't you?
I do.
We
I do.
We can help you with that. We'll
but I like
make
it.
Boundaries.
The pity stuff... The pity stuff got me all the way through high school dating. You know what I mean? Sorry, I can.
Well, there's always a payoff, Sean, but you're going to have to give it up in order to heal. I'm sorry.
I know, that's true. Heal me now. But anyway, you guys do some serious work.
Yeah, we do some really very serious work, and some of our work does move into the paranormal in terms of our investigative work with spirits. So, for example, on our last investigation, we were working with a couple talking about vampire energy, and they were having problems in their relationship. So we had channeled out that they were having problems in their relationship, and because of the conflicts that they were having within their relationship, they were actually inviting energy within their house of a poltergeist nature to manifest.
That's right.
So when we can really help someone begin to see that their conflicts bring in certain kinds of energies, they're able to heal their particular energy, make clearer boundaries for themselves, and move forward.
Right.
And that was a wonderful experience. And I think Nathan said, it sounded like, Nathan, that you did similar work in terms of you try to get to people's core beliefs and really help them change their focus. So we probably have some similarities there.
Yeah, well, you know what, ladies, not to make light of it, but have you watched those late-night infomercials? Because I hear Extends, they make that for women now, and it says that they can fix any relationship problems.
We need an infomercial, I guess. I don't know. What is it?
You guys have never seen
what that is. Is it a type of diaper?
Oh no! Well,
you girls are going to be so mad.
We're just going to throw it out there. Extends is the original Extends commercial were for men. Extends.
Oh, okay. That makes it so much extensively clearer.
I had to, guys.
Okay. Ghost Bandit Demon Hunter Show sponsored by Extends. No, not really.
Why not? Everybody else is. No, but they said it fixes relationships, you know. But, of course, it doesn't. You guys really help people that need that kind of stuff. Now, Courtney, when somebody comes into you and they say, you know, I got this thing on my head, the right side of my head, it hurts all the time. Can you see that when you're looking at their aura and put that into a painting?
I can, yes. And
wow.
Sometimes they don't even have to tell me. And a lot of times I can just pick that up. Usually when Rochelle and I have a session with somebody and the person, the sitter, just gives us their name. And Rochelle starts to channel. I go into my routine. I start painting. And while I'm painting, I'm receiving messages as well. So I'm writing the whole time. And so a lot of times they could be physically in pain or, you know, energetically in pain, and that will show up in the painting. So it's very, very interesting.
For example, she had that happen today. We did an earlier radio show today,
yes.
And she was saying that I keep hearing the words pain in the neck.
Pain in the neck, yeah.
And what happened was we found out in the confirmation after Courtney did that specific pain painting,
yes.
That the woman had continually been saying, my mother is a pain in the neck. She's driving me crazy. She's a pain in the neck. And she was actually having headaches on the right side of her head.
That's
but
right.
She didn't actually kill her and claim that it was a demon, right?
Right. No. Okay. No demon.
All right.
Well,
no
you guys,
demon.
Let's go back with Rochelle. Now, Rochelle, for our listeners, I want you to break down exactly. Now, I've heard of psychics. I've heard of, you know, going into trance and stuff like that, and channeling. Now, you put all three of those together. So,
yes, I do, in various unusual ways. Basically, what I do is I communicate directly with spirit.
Does your voice change and stuff like that?
Sometimes I think maybe a little bit.
I think if you're sitting with Rochelle, you can tell, and you can, well, your inflection changes. That's what changes, is her inflection of her voice. So if she were to channel, you would be able to know that this was Rochelle channeling, because there's just a tiny bit of a tweak.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very strange tweak. You're going to be seeing more of us because Ideal Event Management just picked us up today.
Yay!
And Mark Tetlow is going to be our main person here, and he's going to be showing us off all over the country. So hopefully we'll get in the neck of the woods where you'll be able to come visit us.
Well, that's awesome, ladies. I can't wait. I got top bunk. That's all I get to say.
That's wonderful.
We're excited.
Thank you.
Now, you've done a lot of work with Shelley McLean as well.
Yes, I'm actually on her website on the featured trans channel, and basically what I do is I do a monthly chat for her site, and I've also been interviewed by her and been on the radio show periodically. So I'm really, really grateful to be involved with her site and involved with her work, and I just feel very honored by that.
Now do you guys remember that scene? Go ahead, Nate. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask. Now, when you do these, you say when people come in for sittings, but you can do this for people over the phone, and you've even done it on the internet over chats as well.
I've done it all over the world.
All right, that's a really bad statement to make on this show.
Sounds great.
It doesn't matter. You know, people call from Skype. I have clients in Zurich, and I have clients all over the world. I've had clients from Africa. So it's really not about physical distance. It's really being able to tune into specific energies. The other things that I've done for people is I've done casework for other psychics that do missing person caseworks or may have investigation issues, so I'm able to channel out information for them. So I do a broad range of work for people everywhere.
And you've done it all over the world.
Yes!
That's my quote of the day there. I'm changing it, Nathan. I like that. That's terrible.
Now, go ahead, John.
Well, you guys remember the show Ghost, right? Patrick Swayze.
Yeah,
love it.
I do too.
Woman does not love that
it's
movie.
It's great. I'm a guy and I love it. But anyway.
Yeah, God bless him.
See?
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
God bless him.
Yeah, he's a great actor and just a great, great guy. But you remember Whoopi Goldberg? She was sitting in the room and the ghost actually came into her. Now, at that point, when you know you're channeling, and something comes inside you, do you feel that energy pick up?
Well, it's not that something comes inside of me. It's almost like it's how I experience it is that somebody actually is standing in front of me. That's the very, very best way I can experience that with my guides. Although I am thinking about that radio show we did about, let me see, 3 weeks ago, I'm not quite sure which one it was, but there was someone who literally started to talk through
you.
Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a person's relative, I think. Boy, wow. I don't remember what I channel a lot of times, but sometimes on rare occasions that does happen. But I'm still quite conscious. So in other words, I can say, no, you're not being involved with me. Forget it.
Yeah.
Or
now, let me
this particular experience to happen. So I do have conscious control over what's happening, but for the most part, I have guides who stand in front of me. I go into a trance state, which is like a deep meditative state that actually evolved from a type of meditation called shamanic journeying, which I did for a number of years, probably about 11, 12 years of this kind of journeying. And through this kind of having visions and constantly going to what's called the upper, the middle, and the lower world to follow power animals, I began to develop a relationship with spirit guides over on the other side. So what happens is that I go into this deep trance, the spirit guides show up in front of me, they begin to talk to me, I feel like this ball of light enters my mind. The ball of light unzips like a zip file on your computer, and out comes information. So light contains information. So I'm just able to tune into that kind of information while I'm in a trance state, and I'm literally able to hear words, and I'm also able to identify energy in a very specific manner. Everything has energy attached to it. There's dog energy, there's cat energy, there's your energy, there's future energy, past energy. And I'm just able to feel that energy, experience it inside of me, and identify it.
Now, does a voice have energy?
I would say yes.
Can you pick up, can you channel stuff through people's voices, stuff like that?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, you know how you do the, if somebody stands in front of you, you can kind of fill them out and stuff. It's probably a lot harder when they're just like over the phone trying to counsel with you or something like that.
No, actually it's not.
I think it's probably easier
sometimes
if it's over the telephone.
Yeah, it actually is. In fact,
for me it is.
I prefer when I really started to first develop this as my business, I actually prefer that people be on the telephone because
wow.
if they were right next to me, it's like having a stereo too loud.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
it's just the energy is so loud that it would be uncomfortable to deal with. So I actually like the technology of a computer and a telephone because it tones things down. It tends to focus it in a way that's not uncomfortable for me. So I really like that. Since then, I've been able to channel for people in person without any kind of discomfort whatsoever. In fact, now we're doing events all over the country. We did Through the Veil in Atlanta, Georgia in June, and we were channeling with groups, and it was perfectly fine. But it's perfectly fine if they're across the world in China or if they're sitting across the table from me.
Now, I got to ask you, and don't say no if you can't do this, but would you like to do a demonstration on the radio show tonight?
Sure. Let's do it.
Oh. Who you want to do it with, me or Nathan?
Well,
that's a bad question.
You guys are dirty. Oh. Nathan, do you want to go or do you want
sure,
me to go?
Sure, I'll go, Sean. I'll go.
You go, buddy.
Oh. I'm so reluctant.
How funny.
Okay,
you go,
so
Rochelle.
Huh?
I said, you go, Rochelle. It's all you, babe.
Okay, so basically what we're going to do is we're just going to have your name. And we're just going to go ahead with whatever spirit thinks is the most important thing to share with you. Would that be okay?
That is fine with me.
Okay. So I'm just going to wait until Courtney gets her painting here.
You know what? Spell your name for me, if you would.
I can do that because most people can't spell it. It's
okay.
Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, David, D-A-V-I-D. Schoonover, S-C-H-O-O-N-O-V-E-R.
All right, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here we go. In that, his being is moving into greater and broader endeavors. I got bored. It felt like supervisors. I got three. I'm hearing the energy events. In that, this individual is moving into, it feels like a producer production company is the energy. His being feels uncomfortable only when things are not in order. It felt like too haywire is the energy, and that there needs to be a slow movement of thorough organization. I got detail as an energy, detailed as an energy, in that the tendency is too many people are coming at him at once. I heard too many. I heard projects as an energy. So what happens and occurs is that his being can get overwhelmed if things are not taken in the slow, I want to say thorough, complete manner and the way he chooses to proceed with things. I got cautious, proceeding with things cautiously as an energy. His being at this particular time, so they're talking about how this moment is unfolding for you, needs to think more about, it feels like a series, like a television as an energy, in terms of how the work that you are doing specifically is going to unfold. I want to say, how is it going to be clearly articulated on the screen? In the dialogue, in the way that you choose, have control over, and prefer it to be seen and viewed. Because what is occurring is that there is a, hold on just a second, I want to say another group of people, another group of people who are either wanting to make changes or have influence over the change. Let's see what this means. Another group of people who wish to make the change that you do not want and wish for. Now I got time as an energy. I got timing as an energy. The timing of your choices to make what you want. This episode, I heard, is correct. Do so. and that's a period. Do so, period. Because you are correct to move forward in the way that you want. You can ignore the advisement that's been given you because it's not quite time yet. That is what we are stating for you to acknowledge for yourself and know at this particular time so that you are not faced with an overwhelming, it feels like, again, from this other group, a barrage of, I want to say, hold on a second, I want to say, things to deal with is the best way to describe that information. Things coming all at you at one time, which is not fair to you. Okay, I heard the word deadline. Heard it twice, deadline, which is not fair to you and will not resolve the coming problem and issue at hand of upcoming episode. So do what you know is correct for yourself. Be the thorough planner. Design how you see it, how you see, I want to say, the whatever it is, the completion is, how you see the project, and move forward with your particular view of upcoming episode, how it is all going to unfold for your being, is that your being is going to be pushed into another position. It feels like upcoming episode, another position in which your being desires to move forward with, it feels like a related project. This too, and it feels like in another part of the country, it's another physical space. This too, and I want to say, when I say another part of physical space, I am going, okay, let's see, I'm looking at a map of the United States, so here I am maybe Middle Eastern, and then I'm moving, okay, thank you, west. But not all the way out west. I'm sort of Midwest, in the, not quite Midwest, between Midwest and West Coast. Okay, thank you. So there's a geographical range that they were giving me, and your being is going to be pushed into, I got a position, I got limelight, in which you will have more authority than what you choose to think now. Remember what we're saying. You will have the authority to make the correct choice for yourself. This feels like in the upcoming episode, in the future project. And do so in regards to what you think is the correct outlay. It feels like where to go, geographical area. I'm looking at a physical space. I'm looking outside. It's like a space. And therefore, your plan will then be taken and noted more seriously. Then I got production, heard the word production. And there will not be the sense that your being is being pushed into a corner or a position whereby timing is of such of an issue. I got pressure as an energy right now. Okay, Courtney?
All right, Nathan. Now, immediately what I was receiving for you, for your inner being color, was peace. It's showing me that you are at peace with your career decision, your career path, speaking, being in the paranormal. I had an orb show up on your throat showing me speaking with very important, vocalizing your ideas is something that you must do. Also, your guide came through very loud and clear, and you've been guided, really, and you've known this really your whole life, to kind of go in certain directions, and you've had this push. Also, upcoming worry and stress, frustration coming up, it does feel like with career, with job, but it is going to pass in pieces to come. So the situation is going to pass. Just, you know, let go of the fear, let go of the worry, and it's going to be peaceful for you.
Very nice. Sean, I'll leave it to you. What do you think? You know me better than I know myself.
I think the ladies are wise beyond their years. I think they hit on a lot of valid points. We got a lot of stuff going on right now, and they got great voices too. It's just I'd pay, you know, $1.95 a minute to hear them say that all over again.
We're still big fans of you guys.
That's right.
I gotta say, I'm very impressed with some of the things you hit on, because you hit on a lot of interesting. The pressure that you talked about with career, big time right now, because I'm unemployed at the same time that we're filming a TV show. So, you know, we're sitting in limbo with that. And, you know, Sean and I have both talked about decision making in the project we're working on TV. So that's a big thing that we've been hitting on a lot together. And I haven't told these ladies anything, folks, about what we're working on. So it's very, very clear that you saw some things about what we're doing. And I'm glad you didn't give out the names of the locations we've been at, because we'd get in trouble. I'm glad you didn't see
that. You guys were like cringing, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. But
Don't say it.
Now, if you want to see these two lovely ladies in person, I know you're going to be making some appearances soon.
Yes, we are. We're going to be at thescarefest.com September 11th through 13th, 2009. We have a MagicCon booked with Sean Sellers. Oh, let me see, May 23rd to May 25th, and that is 2010. Then we have Through the Veil. We're not sure the dates yet for that.
Yeah, I haven't been selected yet. Yes, that's correct.
And now, and that was before we got connected up with Mark. So we are expecting to be all over the place. Hopefully, God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
And, God bless us, everyone.
Folks, if you want to contact Rochelle, and I want to make sure I'm saying it's Kane, right?
That's right.
So, but
like
Candy, like Candy.
Courtney
Kane.
Yes.
It's
not it's, Candy Kane, Courtney Kane.
That's like a stripper name, Nathan.
Yes.
Like Candy?
Yes.
I think I met your sister last night. But
you know what? I do have a twin sister named Whitney Kane. So,
So if you want to contact Rochelle and Courtney, you can do it at RochelleSparrow@yahoo.com. That's RochelleSparrow. @yahoo.com. You can also call them. I can give this number out that you gave, right? Not the number I'm talking to you on, but the professional number.
That would be correct.
at 602-430-6447. And that's 602-430-6447. And, of course, they do have a MySpace page that you can friend them at myspace.com/SparrowCaneAdventures.
SparrowCaneVentures.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm reading it
That's
wrong.
That's okay.
MySpace.com/ SparrowCaneVentures. So, and we'll put that up on our website, on our past guests, and you folks can all check them out there. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. I wish we had more time. We have to wrap up, but if you can hang on the line, I'm sure we'd love to talk to you a little more when we're done. And folks, remember, I think, Sean, we're so out of practice. We have to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Yes, thanks, guys. Thanks. And wow, Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane, thank you so much, guys. Go to these chicks' websites. Check them out.
They are
hot. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Hey, guys, all I got to say is, we're back, and be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums, because we really want to hear from you.
And join us next week for another great Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. Who will be on? Well, we don't know yet, but we'll be sure to tell you. And don't forget, you can check out all of our archives at planetparanormal.com. All our other stuff is down right now, because we're switching over to Planet Paranormal and iTunes. So you'll all be able to check us out there as soon as we get the iTunes up. But we are on planetparanormal.com. And Sean, you know what time? You know what you need to say.
That's right, guys. Hey, have a great week. Stay cool. Stay light. And don't go changing ghost hunters. We won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
So say good night to the bad guy. We'll hooligans, you want to get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I could use a beer. I don't need you and I don't need this, I want to make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans, you want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.